SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Learning English can change your life. Did you know that you can improve your English and learn about Australian culture at the same time? With the SBS Learn English podcast, you'll become more confident using Australian expressions in your everyday life. Each episode is around 10 minutes long, so they are easy to fit into your day. You'll love learning English with SBS Learn English. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Ang pag-unawa at pagpapahalaga sa relihiyon at kultura ng isa't isa ay batayang mahalaga sa isang pinagsamang multicultural na lipunan. At para sa mga mananampalataya ng Islam o Muslim, ang Ramadan ay ang ikasyam na buwan ng Islamic Lunar Calendar, kung saan nag-aayuno ang mga nasa tamang edad na may maayos na pangangatawan simula madaling araw hanggang sa paglubog nito. Ito ang ipinaliwanag ni Suleha Kiskin, ang Associate Head ng Center for Islamic Studies and Civilization sa Charles Sturt University sa Melbourne.
Ramadan is considered the holiest month of the year for Muslims, and that makes it a very special month. What really makes it stand out is the fasting during month of Ramadan, where Muslims fast from dawn till sunset, which means they abstain from food, water, sexual relations, and I guess through this, a huge learning or development and discipline process is taking place.
Ang Islamic calendar, na kilala rin bilang Hijri calendar, ay batay sa lunar cycle. Dahil dito, ang mga petsa para sa mga Islamic na okasyon ay nag-iiba at ang kalendaryo ay may 10 hanggang 12 araw na mas maikli kaysa solar year. Kaya ibig sabihin nito, ang simula ng Ramadan ay nag-iiba kada taon. Ang pag-aayuno sa panahon ng Ramadan, na kilala rin bilang Sun Ramadan sa Arabic, ay isa sa mga 5 pillars of Islam. Kabilang dito ang profession of faith, prayer, almsgiving at pilgrimage. Ngunit ayon kay Professor Karima Lakir, na direktor ng Center for Arab and Islamic Studies sa Australian National University, ang Ramadan ay may kahulugan na higit pa sa pag-iwas ng pagkain o inumin.
It's a month of spirituality. It's a month about reconnecting with one's faith, with God, in close connection and worship. And also, most importantly, it's a month where we relearn again to be compassionate human being, to understand the needs of people who are poor, who cannot afford to eat, and reconnect with the world around us.
Sa banal na buwan ng Ramadan, kinakailangan na mga Muslim ay mag-abstain o tumigil mula sa paninigarilyo, pakikipagtalik, maging agresibo o madaling magalit o kaya'y umiwas sa mga pakikipagtalo habang nag-aayuno. Bawal din ang paggawa ng anumang mga immoral na gawain. Sa halip, ay hinikayat ito na dagdagan ang mga gawain ng pagsamba tulad ng mga panalangin, pagbasa at pag-unawa sa Quran at paggawa ng mga gawaing pangkawang gawa. Sa pagtatapos ng fasting, maraming Muslim ang pumupunta sa mosque para sa Tarawih prayers. Bukod kasi sa pagiging isang religious obligation, may ilang mga benepisyo sa kalusugan ang pag-aayuno sa panahon ng Ramadan. Yan ay ayon kay Professor Lakir.
Physically, it's very healthy because it regulates the body metabolism. It purifies the body of any toxicity. So it's proven to be a very healthy process. And we now hear more regularly about intermittent fasting and how it's important for the body.
Pagkatapos ng isang buwan ng pag-aayuno, nagdiriwang ang mga Muslim ng Eid. Ang Eid sa salitang Arabic ay nangangahulugan ng pista o kapistahan. May 2 pangunahing Eid sa Islamic calendar, ang Idul Fitr at Idul Adha. Ayon kay Dr. Kesken, ang Idul Fitr na kilala rin bilang smaller Eid ay 3 araw na pagdiriwang ng mga nakapagtapos sa pag-aayuno.
The Eid al-Fitr is really an opportunity to celebrate what one has achieved during the month of Ramadan. As one can imagine, it's quite an intensive month. It's very spiritually uplifting for many people, but it's also quite intensive. Like going without food and water all day is not always easy. And so in a way, what Eid is a celebration of one's achievements. It's like saying, yes, I've fulfilled this goal in my life. I've fulfilled the fasting and now I'm going to celebrate it.
Dagdag nito, sa pagyakap ng Eid, kinakailangan din sa mga Muslim na magbigay ng limos, na kilala rin bilang Zakat Adolfeter, upang ang mga mahihirap ay makapagdiwang rin.
So an important part of Ramadan is remembering or empathizing with the poor, with the starving. And to some degree, while we fast, it's like we're walking in the shoes of those who go without. You know, in countries in the West, like our one, we often don't know what it's like to be hungry. Like we often don't experience hunger. So when we're fasting, we experience hunger, we experience thirst, and we think, oh wow, so this is what it's like.
Ang mga pagdiriwang ng Eid ay nagsisimula sa espesyal na mga panalangin sa umaga. Karamihan sa mga Islamic countries, ang Eid al-Fitr at Eid al-Adha ay itinuturing na pampublikong pagdiriwang. Binibigyang diin ang mga panalangin ng komunidad sa lokal na mga moske at sentro ng komunidad kung saan binabati ng mga tao ang isa't isa ng Eid Mubarak na nangangahulugan, Blessed Eid. Tulad ng sinabi ni Professor Lakir, ito rin ay isang pagdiriwang ng pagkakaisa at pagpapatawad. Binubuhay nito ang pakikipagkapwa sa komunidad at nag-iinganyo sa mga Muslim na humingi ng kapatawaran.
So Eid al-Fitr is a big celebration in Muslims dress up extremely smartly and very well. Kids buy new clothes, they get presents and gifts. And it's a very much a family collective celebration where everybody visits everybody else and they indulge for the 3 days of Eid al-Fitr celebration in banquets and food and special cakes and dishes made just for the month.
Ang pagbili ng mga bagong damit, lalo na para sa mga bata, paglilinis ng mga tahanan at paghahanda ng mga espesyal na mga kakanin at lutuin ay malaking bahagi ng paghahanda para sa Eid. Sinabi ni Professor Lakir na ang pagdiriwang na ito ay magkakaiba sa Australia.
Muslims in Australia are very diverse. They come from different cultural backgrounds. For example, there are Muslims from South Asia, Muslims from the Arab world, Muslims from Africa, Muslims from China, from different parts of the world. So, of course, they carry with them certain traditions that they brought from their ancestors here and they have a particular connections to that.
Samantala, si Ali Awan, na isang Pakistan-Australian na laging abala tuwing Eid al-Fitr taon-taon. Siya ang nag-oorganisa ng isa sa pinakamalaking multicultural Eid festival sa Australia. Sinabi niya na may malaking pagkakaiba sa kultura sa mga Muslim mula sa iba't ibang backgrounds. Ang kanyang tungkulin bilang chairman ng Australian Multicultural Eid Festival ay pagsamahin ang lahat sa iisang lugar.
Some people cook different food and they have maybe dresses. You see a different dresses they wear on the Eid day. And when it comes to celebration, it could be in terms of some activities, some performances, some way of expression. What we do normally on the Eid festival, we try to bring all different performances, different cultures at one place. And that's the beauty of Australia.
Sumang-ayon naman si Professor Lakir. Sinabi niya na sa palagay niya, mas diverse o magkakaiba ang pagdiriwang ng Eid sa Australia kaysa maraming Islamic countries sa buong mundo.
What is beautiful about the Muslims community in Australia is that most of the celebrations happen in community centers and in local mosques, which tend to bring all these community togethers of different backgrounds. And together they celebrate it through their national or cultural dishes, sweets, cakes. So it's actually much more powerful because it brings all the Muslim Ummah or the Muslim nation, which transcend nationalities or nations and borders, together to celebrate around this special day. So it's more multicultural and more exciting.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Sam Anwari na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.